Climate change has become an increasingly urgent issue, with wildfires burning in the West, rising sea levels lapping the coasts, and record temperatures everywhere. It's also become a hot topic in the Boston mayoral race and in other cities across the country. WBUR's Jenny Kornreich reports.
In Worcester, a crew is busy installing a huge solar array over the parking lot at North High School. It's one of four solar power projects the city has underway.
This is our latest push to increase solar production in the city.
Luba Zarova is the project director at Worcester's newly formed Department of Sustainability and Resilience. The department is working on a plan to make the city one of the most sustainable cities in the U.S. by 2050.
One can frame it as a climate change measure. Someone can say it's a resiliency measure. Someone can say it's a livability measure. Someone says it's a health, improving health of our residents measure. But ultimately, we're talking about the same things.
Cities across the country have launched similar projects to address climate change. Satya Rhodes Conway, the mayor of Madison, Wisconsin, leads a group of 470 mayors called Climate Mayors.
I think that mayors have an obligation to do what they can in their community to be a leader around climate change. And certainly, again, through the just day-to-day work of a city, there's plenty of ways you can find efficiencies and reduce emissions.
Former Boston Mayor Marty Walsh was head of the group of mayors working on climate change until he steps down in March to become U.S. Labor Secretary. And it looks like the next mayor of Boston will also be committed to addressing climate change. All five major candidates running for mayor have unveiled their own proposals. They range from updating building codes to setting strict deadlines to reduce Boston's carbon emissions to zero. City Councilor Michelle Wu wants to eliminate the city's carbon emissions by 2040.
Cities must lead the way. Boston must lead the way.
Most of the plans also include transportation. Ideas include adding more charging stations for electric vehicles, expanding bike lanes, and converting buses to renewable power. Several mayoral candidates spoke passionately about encouraging people to bike and take public transportation at a recent forum on climate change. Councilor Anissa Asabi-George promised to invest in both electric vehicles and public transit.
We know that our climate response needs to be rooted in transit. We also know that nearly a third of Boston's total carbon emissions come from transportation, and 65% of those come from personal vehicles.
Another candidate, John Barros, supports expanding dedicated bus and bike lanes. Still, some advocates warn it's too late to stop climate change completely. So they say cities need to find ways to shore up buildings and other infrastructure to better withstand rising sea levels, withering heat waves, and other changes in the environment.
We thought we had time to think about climate change and to sort of get our act together, and that time is gone, right? It is here.
That's Erica Spanger-Siegfried from the Union of Concerned Scientists, a nonprofit advocacy group. She says coastal cities like Boston increasingly face threats from rising ocean levels. Miami expects to spend $4 billion in the next four decades to deal with rising sea levels, according to the city's stormwater master plan. And in Chicago, the city is planting new species of trees that can better withstand warmer weather. John Cleveland, executive director of Boston's Green Ribbon Commission, says the mayors of virtually every major city have acknowledged the need to address climate change.
It's kind of hard to get elected these days in a big urban center if you're anti-climate, you know, and you just don't find, at least in the larger cities, you just don't find any mayors who are campaigning on a climate denial.
But dealing with the problem won't be easy. Climate change programs can take large amounts of time and money. Energy many politicians and voters would love to spend on other pressing issues, like improving education, expanding access to healthcare, or creating jobs.
This is going to take a lot of hard work, and we have to expend political capital to make this stuff happen. But the risk and the crisis is extreme enough now that it's pretty hard to say no.
And in Boston, all the major mayoral candidates say they are ready for that challenge. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jenny Kornreich.